Type two is the donkey. The donkey is that beast of burden. It is that creature that you could load this creature up with the weight of the world and they will thank you for it as long as you do a couple of things. You need to say please, you need to remember the words I'm sorry, and the words thank you. You miss those things, the donkey becomes very stubborn. So the two is the one that wants to help, wants to support, and they can do it. They can absolutely, they just like trudge along and can carry the weight of the world gladly. But as long as you say those things. So if a two comes to you and says, I'm totally overworked, I can't handle this anymore, I've got too much. The worst possible thing you could do to that two is to say, no problem, we'll give that to Jeff. That would be devastating for a two. Here's what a two actually wants to hear. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I had no idea you were dealing with that, Tom. If I had known that, I wouldn't have done this to you. Boy, I just don't know what I would do without you. Thank you so much for what you've done. And their answer will be, great, what else can I take off your plate? And it's really that simple. Like, they were just needing like a little bit of recognition, a little bit of appreciation, and maybe just a little bit of an acknowledgement that they're overworked by you at your hand. And so there's an apology, a thank you, and a please, and they will gladly stand up and keep charging ahead. They're also another kind of creature, which is the cat. The cat is an interesting creature, right? It's a cuddly, purry, soft little creature. They can jump up on your lap and you can pet them and they're very soft and friendly and warm. And then all of a sudden, for absolutely no reason, it has to be in another room and you're not sure why or what must have happened. And maybe on the way out, it might claw you or bite you if it feels like it, or maybe it won't, but it's gonna be off and bolt. And that is the other side of the two, which is they have this ability to, they live in a state of not realizing that they have needs. They tend to kind of believe that they're above needs. And so what they tend to do is they will say, I don't have needs, and what I'm gonna do is meet your needs. And then in the process, because I'm gonna be attentive to all of your needs and everything that everybody wants, I know that you will sign up to a covert contract, which I didn't ask you to sign, but I know you've signed, which is if I give to you in this way, you will give back to me in this way. And therefore, I don't have to go through the embarrassing thing of asking for something because I don't really like having needs. So it's better if I just give. But my giving is ultimately giving with hidden strings attached. So I'll notice that, oh my gosh, I wonder if you're thirsty. Do you need some water? And you'll be like, whoa, thank you. Yeah, I was thirsty. I didn't even know I was thirsty, but I am. Thanks. And then, oh my gosh, you got me this perfect gift. I can't believe it. And the two will maybe sometimes, some twos maybe notice what gifts you want. And again, don't take these two literally. There are lots of examples of twos giving in so many different ways where they give their time, energy, effort, or attention in hopes that someone will return it. And when they don't, they are not happy campers. And so that is the unspoken agreement of the two. Now, like the one, there's positive aspects of the one, this incredible capacity to organize and tenacious and all that. The two is truly generous, deeply nurturing, very compassionate, very attentive to emotional dynamics and systems, highly gifted in those ways. So they bring a lot to the table. Now, let's move on to the type three.